Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, it's an age-old adage that one shouldn't look to speed through the good things in life, that it's much better instead to take your time and enjoy the scenery. And while the constant glut of video games rushing out to assault our wallets, timed exclusive content and raid events that will disappear after a set period of time has conditioned us to race through games as fast as possible, there are some titles that actively punish you for being too speedy. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that punished you for going too fast. Number 8. Icarian Flight, The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind. While exploring the beautiful, if a little jagged by today's standards, world of Morrowind, you might have had your quest for picking the local flora interrupted by a scream and a rather squishy sounding splat. As you venture towards the source, you might come across this poor fella here known as Tariel, a mage who is looking a little worse for wear. And by that, I mean he's dead. Oh well, time to pick his corpse clean, like the vultures that we are. By doing this, you'll grab a scroll of Icarian, or Icarian, depending on how you want to pronounce it, flight. A spell that boosts your acrobatics by a whopping 1,000 for 7 seconds. Huzzah! With this, you'll be able to travel around the map at lightning quick speeds. No more walking for us. See you later, losers! And all that. However, it's here that the devs were clearly having a laugh at your expense, because while it is true that you can now hop about the map like a circus flea, the spell doesn't actually protect you from fall damage, so you best be aiming for lakes and rivers, otherwise you're going to be piercing your eyes with your bloody shin bones. I guess the clue was in the name of the spell, to be fair. Number 7. Supercharged Divine Speed, World of Warcraft. It would be quite an understatement to say that World of Warcraft is a big game. In fact, it's almost monolithic at this point in time, what with the insane amounts of areas to explore the game world to travel, so of course players are going to want to cut that time traveling from A to B down as much as possible. However, sometimes the Divine Steed spell ends up adding a C to this alphabetty regretti, as you'll be saying see ya later as you dive right off a cliff. The Divine Steed spell for the Paladin class is normally a really useful tool, allowing you to hop on board your charger, which increases your movement by 100%, and through additional upgrades and items you'll be able to increase the duration of the spell and even the speed buff that it provides, with some players claiming to have upped this to over 200%, which is great on paper, but terrible in practice, as now you're lightning quick on a world map complete with a fair few ledges, drops and bridges, and suddenly getting from town to town becomes an exercise in threading the needle at hyperspeed, and after countless plummets and pratfalls, you might actually prefer walking. Number 6. Warp Pipe Trickery, Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels. Now this one was just harsh. We all know about the famous Warp Pipe, a beautiful green beauty that players uncovered through trying to break out of the bounds in the early Mario games, which sends the portly ex-plumber hurtling through the levels and spurting him out much later on, cutting the playtime of these titles, sometimes in half. It was revolutionary, it was comical, and best of all, it was a brilliant reward for those looking to blitz through the game at breakneck speed. However, it was only a matter of time until this helping hand turned into a middle finger, as in Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels, the player was actively punished for trying to skip through some of these levels to save time. In this hellscape of a game, which is by far one of the hardest Mario games to date, the devs thought it would be funny to turn some warp pipes into trick variants that would actually send players backwards, sometimes all the way back to the very first level. It was a harsh lesson to learn, and almost sad to see the warp pipe live long enough to become the villain. Number 5. Cool Ranking and Grandmaster Mode, Tetris the Grandmaster 3, Terror Instinct. Thanks to the undeniably brilliant Tetris 99 that dropped in 2019, the world was once more gripped by Tetramino fever. It was fast, it was fluid, and it had a genuinely brilliant soundtrack, and it actually inspired a lot of gamers to look back through the Tetris back catalogue for other puzzle block experiences to play. However, out of all of them, Tetris the Grandmaster 3 Terror Instinct should be avoided at all costs. Not because it's a bad game by any stretch of the imagination, but just because it's absolutely brutal and gets worse the better you do. I mean, the name Terror Instinct should say it all. It's a scary Tetris game. And that fear is well placed, because if the player is able to achieve two cool rankings on the first two stages, then the game basically says, okay, time for a beatdown, and sets the drop speed to maximum. Players can only get cool rankings by completing the opening levels in under 65 seconds, meaning that you are getting actively punished for playing the game quickly. Worse still, if you manage to see out the remainder of the stages under these conditions and get a Grandmaster ranking, you'll unlock an even harsher mode where all of the blocks are invisible. No thanks, I think I need a timeout. Number 4. Being in first place. Fall Guys. Right, so the objective of nearly every Fall Guys minigame is to be the first bean over the line, especially when it comes to grabbing that elusive and strangely delicious looking crown. However, the game will, time and time again, actually punish players in first place in a fair few of these obstacle courses. In DoorDash, for example, being the first to throw yourself at what will hopefully be the right entrance is more often than not a recipe for disaster, and means that you are now subject to a whole heap of embarrassment as you crumple to the floor in front of the rest of the player base. You might think that being first in Seesaw is a good thing, as one bean isn't enough to disturb the weight distribution enough to ruin your jump from saw to platform, but being first actually means that you're inadvertently leading the masses onto the same blade, causing things to slip wildly out of control in seconds. And of course, there's Hexagon, which basically punishes you for running at all, as you end up depleting valuable real estate hexes, and so you must fight every instinct that you have and ignore everything this game has told you to value and slow down and hop with unnerving precise timing over and over and over. Therefore, to win at Fall Guys, sometimes you almost have to not be going as quickly as possible. Number 3. Canary Mary Race – Banjo-Tooie. Just uttering the name Canary Mary might elicit a few groans from the audience here, as while this cute and charming character might look like butter wouldn't melt in her, well, beak, she's such a source of nuclear go-away heat amongst the fandom that she might as well come with bloody devil horns on her head. And the reason for this? Well, it's because her races are notoriously challenging, to the point where many have listed them as broken. And you know what? They're actually right. They are broken. So a lot of racing games will use a mechanic known as rubber banding as a means of preventing the gap between first, second, and last place being so huge that it's not enjoyable for the player, either in the sense that they can't catch up or don't feel challenged enough. Banjo-Tooie tries to implement this somewhat with these races, except it doesn't actually work. If the player gets a massive early lead, Canary Mary will speed up to catch them, but then never slow back down again, meaning that she will sail off into the distance, leaving the player no chance to actually stop her. That'll teach you for trying to go fast in a race. Number 2. AI Director, Vermintide and Left 4 Dead franchises. For anyone who's played the absolutely brilliant Left 4 Dead games or the almighty Warhammer classics Vermintide 1 and 2, then you'll know that being light on your feet and quick on the trigger is really essential to survival. However, zipping through levels at speed might actually also lead to your downfall thanks to the cruel and often very unforgiving AI directors that exist within both titles. In very basic terms, the director keeps track of how your team is progressing, what health you have, what weapons and items you've got, and if it thinks that you're doing too well, it'll slap you right in the chops and unleash the masses to curb your progress. It's a brutally efficient way to challenge players, and there's nothing quite like that sense of pride evaporating when you spot what looks like to be an actual tsunami of bodies coming your way. But still, there's nothing quite like taking on these extra challenges doled out for doing too well or going too quickly and coming out on top. Back to your nest, Skaven scum. And number 1, Spyro Speed Punishment, Spyro the Dragon. As with a lot of older video games that were fortunate enough to exist in an age before DLC and microtransactions partitioned and paywalled all of the fun features, Spyro the Dragon had a bucket load of cheats that players could use to manipulate the adorable in-game world. from buffing you with a ton of lives, allowing you access to all of the home worlds instantly, and even letting you play a demo of Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped, it was a cheater's goldmine through and through. However, there's one cheat that you should never, ever use, and that is the increased speed cheat. Now, you might be thinking that it would be useful to give the little dragon a bit of extra zip, especially if you were trying to get to a section to practice for a speedrun or something like that. But the developers here were clearly having a laugh with this, because this is just ridiculous. This cheat ups Spyro's speed so much that the only way to maintain any semblance of control over him was to actively charge around the map, because charging was slower than your actual walk cycle. I mean, devs, listen, I know that you want to punish cheaters, but seriously, this was just cruel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.